The forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with highs around 85. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. 65 tonight, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 73. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Hutchinson man, 29-year-old Cody Pfeiffer, has died after a two-vehicle crash in Burton. The Harvey County Sheriff's Office believes that Pfeiffer did not yield to traffic in the intersection, which caused the crash. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. The University of Kansas has launched a fundraising campaign to generate a record $2.5 billion by 2028. This will be for the benefit of students and faculties, along with academic and research facilities. The campaign is known as Ever Onward. During a kickoff event, officials have said that $1.6 billion, which is 56% of the goal, has already been raised. The Kansas Department of Children and Family Services are saying that they made correct responses prior to the Zoe Felix murder and rape, but still have the potential to change their policies after this case. This comes after leadership in the legislature say that DCF failed to protect Zoe Felix. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A 66-year-old Newton man will be receiving 24 and a half years in prison for child sex crimes. John Unick pled guilty in August of 2023 to rape and aggravated criminal sodomy of a child under the age of 14. District Judge Jason Lane ordered Unick to serve a lifetime post-release and lifetime registration as a sexual offender. In other news, a jury has found 44-year-old Leroy West guilty in the shooting death of a Quick Trip security guard, Will Robinson, in May of 2021. Judge Bruce Brown is scheduled to sentence West on December 8th. And in other news, Hayes police are looking for public's help in locating a violent offender by the name of Juan Antonio Allen, age 33, who had a probation violation arrest warrant when he fled officers. He stands at 5'7", weighing around 200 pounds, with a goatee. He may be wearing a white tank top, gray sweatpants, and have a long-sleeve sweatshirt that is blue and red. And if you see Allen, please call 911 and do not approach him. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Mental health specialists at Lincoln Regional Center are escalating calls for a change after raising awareness in their working conditions at Nebraska Psychiatric Hospital. They protested over the weekend outside of the governor's mansion and then at the north steps of the state capitol. To debrief, State Senator Carol Blood of Bellevue, who has been one of the sole state officials working to address their concerns. Here, Grand Island, a summer concert series has won an award for outstanding tourism event for a city with at least 10,000 or more. A business owner in downtown Grand Island, Julie Wright, spoke with KSMB Local 4.
I feel like this community always cheers each other on. That's one of my favorite things about being a business owner here in Grand Island. And so as one organization, company wins an award, it's just a catalyst for more good things to go on. And so here, Grand Island was a perfect example of that. But it really does build momentum for the whole downtown.
Come stay and play at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort for Money Mania. Saturdays in October. Random rewards drawings for $2,000 every half hour from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And one grand prize for $5,000 at 11 p.m. Yeah. Use your Seven Clans Players Club card to increase your chances of winning. That's a total of $15,000 every Saturday in October. It's simple. There's more at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. More cash giveaways, more life-changing jackpots. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners and Gage County Supervisors spoke by phone last week to discuss a shared bridge in Oquito Township on the state line. Several options were discussed. Marshall County has indicated a desire to construct a new bridge at this location with an updated bid received with cost estimates from $200,000 to $250,000. Gage County Supervisors will discuss further. They contend a limited number of residents will be impacted and have suggested less expensive tubes at the site. They term the matter largely a civil matter between two parties. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging advised Washington County Commissioners last week that two transportation vans have arrived and drivers will be hired. It was suggested they may be parked beneath the awning at the Health Department office. Scheduling and routes will also be determined. Delivery had been delayed over 2 years after COVID. 57 wind turbines in Republic County with the High Banks Wind Farm have been energized. Nearly 200 of the 233 turbines are erected as installation continues, with the remainder located south of U.S. 36 in Washington County. The entire operation should be functioning by December, with 15 full-time employees, including several who will reside in Washington County. Approvals needed to continue development of the Grain Belt Express Power Line, which will carry wind-generated electricity from southwest Kansas wind farms to states further east, have been granted, with a compromise providing additional wind energy for the state of Missouri, which was challenging the construction. The route will pass through northeast Kansas, including Washington, Marshall, and Nemaha counties, among others. Nemaha County Commissioners last week approved a bid for overlay of 5 miles of the Baileyville Road with funding through the American Rescue Plan proceeds. Kansas Department of Transportation began replacement of the Mill Creek Bridge on U.S. 77, 8 miles south of Randolph last week. Initial work consists of constructing a shoefly detour to carry traffic around the existing bridge. That's expected to be complete by early December. Then traffic will be shifted to the detour while demolition and reconstruction take place. Traffic impacts are expected to be minimal. Speed will be reduced to 50 miles per hour through the work zone for the duration of the project. Washington County Fair Board will hold its annual meeting Monday evening, 7 p.m. at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host an employment roundtable Tuesday focusing on retention and recruitment. The roundtable discussion with local employers will explore several topics, sharing insights and ideas on how to become a place where people want to work, recruiting and staffing tactics that resonate with particular generations, and what a community can do to enhance its reputation as a great place to live, work, and play. The hour-long meeting Tuesday begins 8 a.m. at Landau Lanes in Marysville and is open to anyone from the area interested, free of charge. A meeting on tax credits is planned Wednesday in Marysville. Kristen Johnston is tax credit specialist with the Kansas Historical Society and is doing a public presentation Wednesday at noon at the Wagon Wheel and at 5:30 Wednesday at the Empty Cup. She's also meeting one-on-one with businessmen Monday afternoon. For an appointment or more information, contact Marysville Chamber and Main Street. That organization is pursuing designation of the downtown area as a historic district in efforts to make tax credit funding available for building improvements. Candace G. Oldie, infant daughter of Levi, and Melissa Oldie of Lynn, was delivered October 19th and passed at a Topeka hospital. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for infant Candace Oldie, daughter of Levi and Melissa Oldie. Donald R. Donnie Richardson, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Donnie Richardson.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures looking to run well above average, especially through the start of your work week, and even into the middle part of your work week, still expecting at least some 70s for high temperatures. But a late week cool down expected. By the time we get to Friday, we're back in the lower 50s for high temperatures there, and the cool stretch of weather continues even into your upcoming weekend. First for this afternoon, expecting a good deal of sunshine. Winds will be a bit breezy out of the south to around 15 to 20 miles per hour in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, staying breezy under clear skies, mid 60s for overnight lows. Not quite as warm for your Tuesday, but still above average for this time of year. An upper level disturbance does bring a chance for some scattered showers and storms, though. We're back to highs in the lower 70s, and that chance for showers and storms looks to continue both Wednesday and into your Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late October 66, record high on this date 90. The average low 41 and the record low 22. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 6:40.
Pumpkin is undoubtedly the flavor of the season. Is it safe for your pet to get in on the act? Some surprising facts about pets and pumpkins today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 23rd, the 296th day of the year. Musician Weird Al Yankovic has a birthday, and late-night TV icon Johnny Carson was born on this day in 1925. America reaches peak pumpkinization about this time every year, with a flavoring found in everything from milkshakes to potato chips. But did you know it can be beneficial to your pet? The soluble fiber is good for controlling hairballs and treating other digestive issues. Veterinarians often recommend mixing a teaspoon or two into the food of pets with tummy issues. Just one word of caution, don't confuse canned pumpkin with canned pie filling mix. Your pet should only have the plain, pure seed pumpkin, not the kind with spices added. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hi, this is J-Biz. Trent Village Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities who could really use your help. Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and retirement package. Apply for a full or part-time position at our Greenleaf or Beatty locations. Or online at TwinValleyFriends.com/job openings. Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
4-H. For youth. For America. 4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from the Citizen State Banks. Rona Implement. Raymond Farmers Mutual Insurance. Performance Ag. And Farm Bureau of Marshall County.
Hi, my name is Lena. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 1 year. My favorite project was showing me a rabbit.
My name is Zephyr Landell, and I have been in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 8 years. I spent a lot of time this year taking care of my pigs. I took 6 pigs to the fair this year, and I really enjoy going to the fair. 4-H is a great experience for kids to meet new friends.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It's bigger and faster than ever before. But the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
From cooking to coding, science to service, doing teaches us.
Pursue our passions and empower true leaders.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Zoe Polly in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 2 years, and my favorite project is the horse.
Hi, my name is Andrew Lauer from the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year is my fourth year of 4-H. My favorite part of 4-H is the Marshall County Fair because I get to spend time with friends. This year I took to the fair was sheep, Legos, woodworking, photography, and cooking. 4-H is a lot of fun.
Hello, my name is Ember. I am in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 3 years. My favorite project was doing my Encanto Lego because I got a blue on it.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from the Citizen State Banks. Bruna Implement. Raymond Farmers Mutual Insurance, Performance Ag, and Farm Bureau of Marshall County.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The K-State Wildcats came away with a victory once again after the Big 12 championship rematch from last year, as they came away with a huge victory, 41-3, over the Horned Frogs. Both quarterbacks, Will Howard and Avery Johnson, played incredibly well, and their head coach, Chris Klieman, sung their praises in his press conference.
More of it than what it is, as far as we had some things on the card that we thought both guys could do really well. I thought Will ran the ball well the first few series, and I thought Avery threw two dimes to Jace Brown. And that's the thing. One can do, they both can do both. And I think some of the thought was, well, one's a thrower, one's a runner. They're both really good quarterbacks.
Over the next 3 weeks, K-State will play three more teams from Texas, with Houston next week at home. They'll be in Austin against the number 7 Texas Longhorns, and then they'll have Baylor at home.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cape Coast Alert Forecast,
I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks, and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Alabama was able to climb back from a 13-0 deficit in the first quarter to win against Tennessee 34-20. Oklahoma scratched out one 31-29 over UCF. Texas was able to get a win over Houston 31-24. And even after potential sign stealing from Michigan State, Michigan lambasted their cross-state rivals 49-0. LSU got a huge win over Army as they are ranked number 15 in the country. 62-0 was the score. Huge matchup in the Big Ten led with Ohio State getting a 20-12 win over the number 10 Penn State Nittany Lions. Florida State got a huge win over their ACC rivals. Duke 38-20 was the final score in that one. And Utah handed USC their second loss of the year, 34-32. And after an idle week, KU will be preparing for the number 6 Oklahoma Sooners in Lawrence. In Big 12 standings, KU and K-State are back-to-back with K-State having a 3-1 record in the conference and KU with a 2-2 record in the conference. Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
2023-24 K-State men's basketball single game tickets are on sale now.
The Wildcats are headed for the Elite Eight.
National Coach of the Year Jerome Tang and your Cats are back in Bramlett starting November 1st.
Jerome Tang, what a job he's done in year one.
Fans are going crazy.
Don't wait. A limited number of tickets remain. Reserve your seat now.
Where would you rather be than Bramlett's Coliseum?
From here on out, expect to win.
Friday night football scores. Clay Center bested Marysville 55-7. Wamego took Abilene 38-14. In our Friday feature game, Frankfort beat Hanover 62-14. Blue Valley Randolph over Lynn 70-44. Axtell took Donovan West 78-8. Smith Center tripped Valley Heights 34-22. And Centralia beat Pleasant Ridge 46-7. Week 9 pairing set. In Class 3A, Marysville 3-5 is at Heston 4-4, Friday at 7 p.m., live broadcast on KNDY. 1A Valley Heights 6-2 will host Whitewater Remington 2-6, and Centralia 7-1 is home to Oskaloosa 3-5. 8-man Division 2, Axtell 8-0 plays host to Blue Valley 4-4, and Frankfort 6-2 is at home with Wakefield 1-7. Hanover 4-4 kicks off at Lakeside 6-2. Winners advance to regionals November 3rd. Again, Friday kickoffs at 7 p.m. Hanover and Valley Heights volleyball teams advance to state this Friday and Saturday. Hanover 32-6 is the number 4 seed in 1A Division 2 and faces number 5 Wheatland Grinnell 33-7 Friday at 10 a.m. 8th seed Buckland, 24-18, Friday at noon. And top seed Lebo, 36-2, Friday at 3 at Emporia's White Auditorium. Valley Heights, 28-11, is number 7 seed in 2A. And faces 2nd seed Inman, 35-4, Friday at 4:30. 3rd seed Hoxie, 33-4, at 5:30. And 6th seed St. Mary's Colgan, 29-11, Friday at 7:30 at Dodge City.
Bring on the curse. Single game tickets for K-State women's basketball are on sale now.
She got it! She got it! The NCAA record! 61 for Ayoka Lee!
See NCAA single game scoring record holder Ayoka Lee in person.
She got the record ball, 25 footer, bang! There it is!
Look at that shot!
Cheer on your Cats in Bramlage and secure your ticket today.
There's a new Tractor Supply in the neighborhood, and you're invited to help celebrate the grand opening sale. Tractor Supply carries all the things you need to make caring for your home, land, and animals easy, like pet food, grills, mowers, and tools, plus backyard decor and outdoor furniture. Stop in for deals and stay to chat with the experts. Save during the grand opening sale and get a free Tractor Supply hat while supplies last. Now through October 28th. We look forward to seeing you at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
Whether carving a jack-o'-lantern or making a pie, don't let those pumpkin seeds go to waste. Roast them into a healthy snack for you and your family to enjoy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scoop out the seeds and pulp from inside the pumpkin. Place the seeds and the pulp in a colander and rinse with cold water, then remove the seeds and pat them dry. Spread the seeds in a single layer on a baking sheet treated with a non-stick cooking oil and lightly salt. Or toss in olive oil and season with salt, garlic salt, paprika, or other favorite seasonings. Bake at 325 degrees for 25 minutes or 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. Stir the seeds about every 5 minutes. They're ready when the seeds are golden brown. Allow the roasted seeds to cool and store any leftovers, if there are any, in an airtight container. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
Yeah. KNDY.
It's called the Lower Sioux Agency. You can still find a few of the historical buildings near Morton, Minnesota. The story told here is one of the struggle and conflict that arose as people began to pour into the fertile fields of today's state of Minnesota. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here near Morton, Minnesota, you can still find the old site that attempted to administer the peace between Native Americans and settlers moving west.
Lower Sioux Agency Historic Site is the actual administrative center for the old Lower Sioux Reservation.
John Robertson shares the story from that site. The Dakota had continued to be pushed into a smaller area, and a drought the previous year made the situation dire for many. When some young Dakota men killed settlers north of the Minnesota River near here, a large group of Dakota attacked the agency headquarters with the goal of reclaiming land for their people.
It was an extensive area of conflict. There are battle sites, and those are all listed in history. And the other side of it is that, as with most wars, most people did not participate on either side. Most people were trying to stay alive.
Conflicts in August and September of 1862 led to the deaths of over 300 settlers and about 100 U.S. soldiers and militia. When the U.S. military gained control, over 1,500 Dakota were held near Fort Snelling, with 303 Dakota sentenced to death. President Lincoln commuted the sentences of all but 38 who were executed in Mankato. John traces his heritage to those families who lived here.
There were approximately 1,500 that ended up in the prison camp. That meant that there were 5,500 to 7,500 Dakota people then who dispersed.
John's ancestors fled to what is now North and South Dakota. Today, the Lower Sioux Historical Site helps tell the story of what took place here, and the Lower Sioux community includes 2.5 square miles of land that was once part of that larger reserve parcel of territory that was about 70 miles long and 20 miles wide, where the Dakota had been placed by the U.S. government in the 1850s. Driving the countryside near Morton, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction Friday, October 27th, with 450-plus acres in three tracts in Marshall County, selling for the D. Harries Trust. Tract 1 is 157 acres, more or less, in Franklin Township, 136 acres cropland, including 16 CRP, a mile east of the elevator and a half mile south of U.S. 36 on 17th Road. Tract 2 is 160 acres, 127 planted, 8 CRP and the balance in waterways and remnants of a farmstead on 17th Road, 2 miles south of U.S. 36. Tract 3 is 136 acres, more or less, 97 planted with 13 CRP, some creek bottom along Corn Dodger Creek, located 6 miles west of Frankfort to 15th Road, then south 2 miles to Yonder Road. These land is located in a good farming community and should merit serious consideration of anyone wanting an individual unit or add-on acres. For inspections or details, contact Rob Olmsted, Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Rob Olmsted and Tom Olmsted will be the auctioneers. Sale date Friday, October 27th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center.
An insurance policy is a safety net for your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Natural disasters are on the rise, so know what's covered in your policies as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter.
Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Wildfires, hurricanes, flooding, and drought seem to be increasing in frequency and severity. The American Farm Bureau estimates 2020 natural disasters created $6.5 billion in rangeland and crop losses alone. The full extent of damages is far higher when livestock, infrastructure, and other ag-related factors are considered. Out-of-control weather events are raising the risks for agriculture, so it's imperative that you know what's covered in your insurance policies. For example, some may cover fire damage to crops only if the fire was due to natural circumstances versus a spreading flame from a rogue campfire. Patrick Williams is a client executive with Highland. He says to have a conversation at least once per year with your insurance agent so there are no surprises.
Going through and making sure that you understand how the coverages do apply, when they apply, and if there's any sort of deductible that would apply at the time of the loss, to make sure, again, there's no surprises. I mean, the last thing we want to have happen is a client contact us with a claim or a potential claim and us to come back to them and say it's not a covered cause of loss or it's not a covered loss.
He says your insurance carrier can help you with loss control measures.
Every time a policy comes up for renewal, you know, you typically have a carrier that will go through and do their loss control visit on site and give recommendations to help the insured make some changes to their facilities that will help prevent possible losses down the road.
Location also makes a difference. Insurers are using local climate data to be more precise in how they insure a property. Learn more about weather disasters and insurance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Kansas State University is taking a novel approach toward digital agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kansas State University Institute for Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics is taking the approach that many heads are better than one when it comes to innovating in ag tech. KSU Precision Ag engineer A.J. Sharda says multiple disciplines will work together on it.
College of Arts and Sciences, College of Agriculture and Engineering. This basically is a collection of faculty members who are really passionate about both digital ag and the advanced component of it. We all believe that going forward, most agricultural problems, challenges, technology innovation, engineering innovation, digital solutions, agronomic solutions need to be interdisciplinary, and none of us can individually provide the best answers or solutions or technologies to the producers.
Sharda invites collaboration with industry.
We are looking for one or two very strong strategic industry partners who can become the face for hand-in-hand development of technologies and innovation and all those solutions.
KSU is hosting a student-led event today called the 2023 DA3 Summit to give students opportunities to connect with digital ag professionals. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Join us as we welcome Tractor Supply to Marysville. You're invited to celebrate with savings. Everything you need for the farm and home with the advice you need for every job. The grand opening sale is underway. They'll be hosting a grand opening Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., with KNDY broadcasting live as well. Lots of fun, lots of giveaways, and lots of excitement. We'll see you during the grand opening and the grand opening celebration Saturday at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the stalls going on in Washington, D.C., many have still not seen any written legislation and proposals when it comes to a farm bill of 2023, even though the original one ended in September and we're just extending the current farm bill that we had passed just 5 years ago. Here's Ryan Flickner with the Kansas Farm Bureau, says that right now, while they haven't seen any legislation, they're not sure what the details may look like in the conversations, but what they'd hope to like to see with the extensions moving forward.
Great question, because we still have not seen any legislative text from either the House version or the Senate version. But I think, you know, Andy, as we unravel this a little bit, number one, protect and defend the crop insurance, because that truly is the cornerstone of ag risk management today. Many viewers in your listening area have not only been under a drought this year, but they were likely under a drought last year. So I've often heard without crop insurance, farmers would not be able to go to the bank and lend money, get money lent to them to start planting to plant wheat right now and any spring crops that they plant and fall crops that they harvest next year. And instead of going to the bank and getting that operating note, they'd likely have to call the auctioneer up and sell the equipment line, because it's just that risky, and the input costs that go into agriculture today are just astronomical. So yeah. Protect and defend crop insurance. And then I think we've got to have an honest conversation with inflationary prices that we've experienced, and even the geopolitics of this Russian-Ukrainian war. Times are different. You know, wheat, as you look at it from a global perspective, just about anybody around the globe can grow wheat. The Chinese can grow wheat. A lot of wheat's growing down in Australia.
That, again, was our chat with Ryan Flickner with the Kansas Farm Bureau. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
It's common to let cattle graze on corn residue after harvest. If you also put down fertilizer, be aware of animal safety on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add Implement Command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or GreatPlainsAg.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Harvest is done, some cattle owners will let the herd graze on the corn stalk residue. They convert the residue to manure, leaving carbon and nutrients in the soil, which then benefits the crops. However, if you apply fertilizer over the field after harvest and have a spill, there is a toxicity risk for the animals. Brad Schick is a beef systems extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the fertilizer itself isn't harmful, it's the concentration to be concerned with.
You know, we look at something like sulfur, you know, they can have 0.5% in their diet and be fine. You know, we also have things like phosphorus. The tolerable level for them is like 1% in the diet. When we're talking about zinc, we're talking about 1,000 milligrams per kilogram. So a lot of these are very high. The animals would actually have to consume.
The safest approach for grazing corn stalks is to graze before fertilization application or wait until after a rain so it can percolate into the ground. He says calculations can tell you if what was applied would pose a risk.
I would say that you need to see how much was actually applied. I mean, we're obviously put on a certain rate based off likely grid sampling, so we'll know what the rate is. You can calculate what the expected even consumption of forage is based off the body weight of that animal.
Water has minerals in it, so there is the potential for these same compounds to be in the animal's drinking water. Schick says you should also factor this into your calculations. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about grazing corn stalks at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Moving through a Monday today. Market's closing in just a little bit. Been pretty consistent on the board today. Kind of mixed, but mostly lower in the grain market. Livestock has been mostly lower on the board as well. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. Corn market moving slightly lower right now. December corn down 3¾ cents at 491¾. March corn is down 3¼ at 505¾ cents. Over in the wheat market, December KC wheat's in the green by 4 cents right now, sitting at 674 even. March KC wheat's down 3¾ at 683 even a bushel. Oats market, we are slightly lower here with December oats down by 2½ cents at 380 even. Over in the soybean market, a little bit lower here as well. November beans are down 7¾ cents at 1294½. The January beans down by 6¾ at 1313½. Soybean meal mixed right now with December down slightly by 70 cents at 423¢. We do see some green in the January up by 90 cents right now at 413¢. Most of the later futures are a little bit higher as well. And the soybean oil for December is down 72 cents at 52.66. The January is down 67 cents at 51.99. Canola taking a bit of a hit right now. November canola is down 15.60 at 678.80, with January down 13.90 at 690 and 60 cents. And the cotton market is slightly up, with December up $1.35 at 83.75. Quick look at your U.S. dollar index. We have the December index in the red 56 cents right now at 105.42. March index is up down 51 cents at 105.09. Euro sitting at 106 with the British pound sitting at 122. We have 30-year bonds for December up just over a point at 110.60, and the 10-year notes are up slightly at 106.14. Stock market, the Dow Jones down 28 points at 33,099. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Egg Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do. Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150, 23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325. Plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing on select new Ford for up to 36 months. $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from purchase date. Offers cannot be combined. Expired.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University entomologists have been working with nanotechnology in hopes of finding a way to reduce pesticide use while making it longer lasting. K-State nanoentomologist Amy Norton discusses previous work that has been done with this technology and the process for working with that small of materials. She first describes the size of a nanoparticle with a comparison.
When you're thinking about nanoparticle, it's very small. It's between 1 nanometer and 100 nanometer. And, you know, when we think about that, it's something that is really hard to grasp. So if you think of the earth as a meter, comparing the earth to a tennis ball, the tennis ball would be 1 nanometer. And so that size ratio is what we're looking at here. And so when we look at our particles and our particles in different mediums, like finding them in tracking them in insects and stuff, we're using special microscopes and special equipment. And so everything is very, we have to use electronic microscopes, and really we can't see it by eye.
Norton has done previous nanotechnology work with mosquitoes that will be beneficial moving forward.
For the mosquitoes, we created this hybrid material, and what that means is we put two materials in one. So we had a micro particle made out of Zeon. And what that means is that the micro was slightly bigger. So it was about 300 nanometers. And then we put on silver nanoparticles, which were about 20 nanometers in size. And so we attached that to the outside. And then we put it into water. And we allowed the mosquito larva to filter feed in the water. And we could go down to one part per million and kill 90% of the mosquitoes.
She explains the process of her work and the technology that is used to make it possible.
First, we synthesize the material, and then we have to characterize that the material are there. And so first, we look at the size of the materials. We use this instrument called a dynamic light scattering. And so what you do is you basically shoot a laser at the material. And then depending on the particle size, the laser will come out at different angles. And depending on that angle, you can determine the size. And then the other thing we do is we image the particles. And so we use a scanning electron microscope, and we use a transmitting electron microscope. And those can look at very nanometer size. And basically what they're doing is they're shooting electrons down, and then the electrons reflect back and come up with an image.
That was K-State nanoentomologist Amy Norton. She says they plan on using natural biodegradable materials for their work as they move forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.